The Sefer names through Parsha Framshir. For Parshas Tzav, we'll be looking at the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh by Rechiel Michal Bar Uziel from Glogo, Poland, who was born sometime in the mid-1600s and passed away in 1730 in Vienna on the 24th of Shvat. Rechiel Michal was well-versed in Midrashim, and the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh is an extensive commentary on the Medrash Rabbah. Some of it was first published in 1718. He also corresponded with Rav Yaakov Emdin, as mentioned, is asking the following question in the Shelos Yaivitz and Chelik Aleph Simen Beis, which is also quoted in the Shem Gedolim. And Rav Yaakov Emdin gives him tremendous praises and compliments. The Sefer has a Haskama, the stamp from Rav Chaim Berlin, the son of the Netziv. He learned in a Beis Medrash that was owned and run by the dignitary and officer, the well-known at the time, Yisachar Berman Sigal, who was actually the subject of Rav Meir Lerman's book, Yoetz HaMelech. And Yisachar Berman Sigal assisted with the funding and the printing of this Sefer. And therefore, at the top of the title page, it says, Smach Zevulun B'tzeisecha V'Yisachar Bo'ohalecha, which is a reference to the fact that Yisachar Zevulun had a deal that one would learn and one would work, and they would split the schar. So here, Rav Yechiel Michal is pointing out that Yisachar Berman Segal, he's the Yisachar, that he's supporting the learning, the funding of the book, but he will obviously get a tremendous schar for it. Rav Yechiel Michal writes in the Hakdama that he named the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh because the Gematria, using a certain method of the number plus a kolel, is the same Gematria as his own name, Yechiel ben Harav HaGadol Rabbi Uziel, with the kolel, and it's also the same Gematria as Rabbi Berman Segal, using also a unique method of the kolel. So even in his title, he's referencing the fact that this was a shitof, this was a partnership between him and Yisachar Berman Segal in the funding of the Sefer. So the phrase Nezer HaKodesh comes up in Parshas Tzav, in Pereches, Pasuk Tes, where it says, V'yosem es ha-mitznefes al rosho, V'yosem al-mitznefes al-mul ponim, is tzitz ha-zohav Nezer HaKodesh, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He put the mitznefes on his head, and on the mitznefes towards his face, he placed a golden tzitz, the sacred diadem. The diadem is a jeweled crown. Therefore, Nezer HaKodesh means a jeweled crown, as Hashem commanded Moshe. So we'll quote two interesting limudim from the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, again, a commentary on the Medrash Rabbah. So the first one is 10 psukim into the Torah, where in Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk says, "Ulimikveh hamayim kara yamim," that for the gathered water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it oceans, yamim. So the panim yafos, he quotes from the Nezer HaKodesh, a very interesting kasha, because the Nezer HaKodesh notes that the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Gimel, Os Zayin, on the phrase Ulechoshech Kara Laila, and to the night, to the darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it light. The Medrash notes, how come it doesn't say Ulechoshech Kara Elokim Laila, that God called it night? The Medrash says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to put his name on something that's Ra. And since Choshech is inherently Ra, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to associate his name with the calling of nighttime, and that's why it doesn't say Kara Elokim Laila. So the Nezer HaKodesh asks, if that pshat is correct, then here, by the phrase Ulemikveh HaMayim Kara Yamim, according to the Medrash, the Pasuk should have said Ulemikveh HaMayim Kara Elokim Yamim, as apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu only doesn't place his name associated with something when it's bad. There's nothing inherently bad about oceans, so why doesn't the pasuk say that God called the Mikveh HaMayim Yamim? So that's the Nezer HaKodesh's kasha. The Panim Yafos himself gives a very local answer, and he just brings Maimri Chazal to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the oceans. It was through a shliach, it was through a messenger, and that is why it doesn't say Kara Elokim, because it was actually one step removed when it came to the oceans. A second limud from the Nezer HaKodesh, very interesting topic, seemingly very small, very innocuous, but a tremendous limud can emerge from this. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, in Simen Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Sif Vav, that in Zichronos, in the Tefillah in Zichronos, we have a nusach at the end of Zichronos where we say, the Akedas Yitzchak Hayom Lizaro Tizkor. And the Akedas Yitzchak today, should be for his descendants a remembrance. So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch writes that there have been those who changed the Nusach. And instead of saying Lizaro Tizkor, instead they said Lizera Yaakov Tizkor. The Mechaber is not happy about this. And he says that they are deviating from Mishana, from the Matbeya, from the standard text that the Chachamim instituted for a bracha, and they're making a mistake. Now the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah both say that one is Yotzi B'Dieved if he said the other Nusach, because it's not really a complete Shinoi from the Nusach, but it's not advisable. The Mechaber says they're making a mistake. So what's the logic either way? Why would we say V'Akidat Yitzhak Hayom Lizaro Tizkor? And why were some really strong about the fact that we should change it to Lizera Yaakov Tizkor? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Rivash the logic of those who say changed it to say Lizera Yaakov Tizkor is that they were trying to emphasize that it's Lizaro only to Yaakov. Meaning, if we just say Lizaro Tizkor, the implication is Akides Yitzhak should be a remembrance, should be a merit for all the descendants of everyone. Well, that would include Esav, that would include the Goyim. So the logic was that if we say Lizera Yaakov Tizkor, we're specifically excluding Esav and we're limiting it to Klal Yisrael. However, the Rivash says, the reason why the Mechaber said that's a mistake, right? On the surface it sounds like a good pshat. The answer is because in general, the word Lizaro only refers to Yaakov. As we know, that if someone makes a neder not to get benefit from the Zera Avraham, he can get benefit from Goyim. As the Pasuk says, Ki b'Yitzchok yikarei lecha Zara. And even though Zara is general, we know only Yitzchak inherited, as it says, Be Yitzchak, and not all of Yitzchak. So the reason why they're mistaken is, when it says, Akides Yitzchak Hayom Lizaro Tizkor, there's no reason to assume that that doesn't only include Yaakov, because in general, Zaro only means Yaakov. As we say, Be Yitzchak, Velo Kol Yitzchak. That's the Rivash, quoted by the Magen Avraham. However, the Magen Avraham has a Tzarech Ian on this Pshat of the Rivash. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham that Esav will not be called Bishmo of Avraham, rather by Yitzhak. So Esav will not be associated with Avraham. So we see that although Esav is not associated with Avraham, he is associated with Yitzhak. And therefore, while we make a neder not to benefit from the Zera Yitzhak, it sounds like he would be usher to Esav as well. There's not necessarily a proof for that, but Misvara, it should come out like that. So therefore, how does saying Zaro in general not include Esav? Meaning, the Kasha of the Magen Avraham is that maybe the Rivash is wrong. Maybe those who changed it to Lizera Yaakov Tizkor are correct, because we see from this that Esav really is considered a Zaro of Yitzhak. And if we don't specify Lizera Yaakov, that would seem to come to include Esav as well. So the Magen Avraham answers, yeah, but we have another pasuk in the Torah, which says, when it comes to Yitzchak, Lizaracha etain es kol ha'artzos hakel. We know the land was not given to Esav, it was only given to Yitzchak. So we can say that Esav is not included in the general word of Zerah. And therefore, logically, that would come out that if someone made a neder not to get benefit from the Zerah Yitzchak, he would be mutter to benefit from Esav and his descendants. You might ask, Esav was given some lands. Even though that Pasuk says that Lizaracha etain, and we know only Yitzhak was given the land, but Esav was also given some lands, like the Keni, the Knizi, the Kadmoni, like Rashi and Parshas Devarim says, but those were not given B'Toras Yerusha. Just like the B'nai Lot were given something, but it wasn't considered that their real inheritance, their claim to the land itself. So at the end of the day, the Magen Avraham supports the Psak in Shulchan Aruch, that the Nusach of the Bracha is saying Lizaro Tizkor. That's proper, because that already excludes Esav, and one shouldn't switch to say Lizera Yaakov Tizkor. Comes along the Machlis HaShekel, the super commentary, the commentary on the Magen Avraham, and he wants to give his own answer to answer the Magen Avraham's Tzarech Ian on the Rivash.
Remember what the kasha was. The Rivash had said that the pshat, the reason why it's considered that Lazaro includes it, is because it says, Be Yitzchak, velo kol Yitzchak. So we already know that Esau is not included in Zerah. Magen Avraham asked that, but we have Beferish and Chazal that Esau is only not associated with Avraham, but he is associated with Yitzchak, so therefore Zerah in general should still include Esau without a specific exclusion. So the Magen Machzeh Shekel wants to give the following tremendous explanation. The paragraph in Zichronos, where we end off with this nusach, either Lazaro Tizkor or Lazera Yaakov Tizkor, begins with the following phrase: "V'tira lefanecha akedo she'akar Avram Avinu es Yitzchak beno al gavi hamizbeach v'kavash rachamav rachamim." That we know that you see before you the akeda that Avram Avinu performed on Yitzchak on the mizbeach, and that was a merit that caused God to have mercy on us. So we mention the akeda. But if you pay attention to those words, we're mentioning the zechus of Avraham in his role in the Akedah. When, if one was thinking about it logically, who had a greater zechus, had a greater merit in the Akedah? Avraham Avinu or Yitzchak? I would have said Yitzchak. Yitzchak was willing to give up his own life to be killed al Kiddush Hashem. Says the Machzeh Shekel, the fact that the Nusach in Zichronos is focusing on Avraham Avinu's role in the Akedah as being a merit for Klal Yisrael, it must be that Avraham Avinu's role in the Akedah was a greater zechus than Yitzchak's role in the Akedah. So why would that be? And in fact, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, in Perek Nun Vav, Os Yurches, says that the 10th test of Avraham Avinu was the Akedah, and it was greater than all their tests. So why did Avraham Avinu have such a zechus because of Akedas Yitzchak, and even more so than his other tests, and even more so than Yitzchak himself? So the Machzeh Shekel quotes from the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, Rechil Michal, who gives the following explanation, tremendous explanation. He says, even though Avraham Avinu had other nisyonos, for example, being thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh, where Avraham Avinu displayed he was willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still, the Nisayon Avraham Avinu at the Akedah was greater than that. Why? Says the Nezer HaKodesh, the pain of being Nisraf, of being burnt, of dying Al Kiddush Hashem, is temporary, it's momentary. It will last a matter of minutes, hours, whereas Avraham Avinu's Nisayon at the Akedah was to shecht his most beloved son, the son he waited 100 years for, and to live with that pain every day for the rest of his life. That Mesiras Nefesh is greater than the momentary Mesiras Nefesh that Yitzchak displayed, who was willing to suffer a momentary pain, a temporary pain. So Avraham Avinu's Zechus in the Akedah was greater. And based on this, the Nezer HaKodesh, Machzeh Shekel wants to explain that now we can understand the Rivash. At the end of the paragraph in Zichronos, that we started, we're mentioning Avraham Avinu's role in the Akedah. When we conclude that paragraph with the Akedas Yitzchak Hayom Lizaro Tizkor, so everyone thought, well, Lizaro was referring to Zaro of who? The Zera, the descendants of Yitzchak. And that's why some wanted to switch it to Lizera Yaakov, but that's not the pshat. We're actually focusing in that paragraph on Avraham Avinu. And therefore, when it says Lazaro, it's not referring to Zera Yitzchak, it's referring to Zera Avraham. And according to that, the Rivash makes plenty of sense. Because the Rivash says, it says, Be Yitzchak, velo kol Yitzchak. Which shows you that Esav is not considered Zera Avraham. Because remember, with relation to Avraham, the Pasuk says, Ki be Yitzchak, yikarei lecha Zara, that only through Yitzchak will be your Zera. And we darshin be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Esav's name is not meyuchas. It doesn't relate back. It doesn't connect to Avraham Avinu. And therefore, even if the goyim are called Zera Yitzchak, but they're not called Zera Avraham. And therefore, it's appropriate to keep the original nusach of Lizaro Tizkor, because Lizaro of Zera Avraham automatically already excludes Esav. As b'yitzchok v'lo kol yitzchok, Esav's never misyachis to Avram Avinu, and therefore it's incorrect. It's a toeh to change the nusach to Lazera Yaakov Tizkor, because it's a fundamental lack of understanding of what the word Lazaro in that pasuk, in that phrase in Zechronos, actually means. It's not referring to the Zera of Yitzchak, but rather it's referring to the Zera of Avraham, and that can explain the Rivash. That's a Nizer HaKodesh, a very wild Nizer HaKodesh that's quoted in the Machzeh HaShekel. Now this was all within the Magen Avraham, whereas the Taz quotes from the Sefer Zivchei Shlomim of the Baal HaPardes, who actually argues on the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and says that because in Maseches Yevamos we have a halacha that a woman who has a child, so she's not shayach to the whole sugya of yibam and chalitza, because the pasuk says v'zera ein la. The only time yibam and chalitza are appropriate is if the woman has no children. V'zera ein la. But the Gemara tells us that let's say the woman has a zera pasul. Let's say she has a mam zera nasin, someone who's a pasul zera. Is she shayach to yibam and chalitza? The Gemara says no. A zera pasul is still considered a zera for purposes of the phrase v'zera ein la. And based on that, the Taz, quoting from this Baal HaPardes, wants to suggest that against the Shulchan Aruch, when we say the word Lazaro, Tizkor, Lazaro could mean even any pasul descendants. It could mean non-Jews. It could include Esav. And by tefillah, we try to be very specific as we can be. And if there's any way that Lazaro can be taken to mean something else, we should clarify. We should explicitly state what we're referring to. And therefore, the Taz, quoted from the Baal HaPardes, says that those who changed the Nusach were correct, because it's a more correct Nusach to say Lazera Yaakov Tizkor, to specify who it's referring to, rather than to keep it general to say Lazaro, which one could imagine or possibly connect to be referring to a Zera Pasul. How do we paskin Lamaisa on whether we say Lazaro Tizkor or Lazera Yaakov Tizkor? So the Mishnah Brura quotes both opinions, that of the Magen Avraham and the Rivash, and on the other hand, that of the Taz, quoting the Baal HaPardes, and says, Lamaisa, each person should do the minig of his makom, and he has what to rely on. So that is a little bit about Rav Yechim Michel Bar Uziel and his Sefer, Nezer HaKodesh.